hitchhiked out to 431 intersection. And a man had a buddy with me. And some man stopped and picked us up. It was on the news, and that was about 2 or 3 o'clock. One o'clock, and anyway, it's there. Anytime you wanted to hitchhike back then, it was very easy, particularly if you put your ROTC hat on.
Oh.
And everybody would know you were skilled.
Yeah.
Or military of some kind. And everyone would stop for you.
You could.
Back then, you could get out there and you'd catch a ride out and get to Anniston as fast as you could in your own car. Because anybody that had a space in their car, they may have 2 children and his wife, it would be room for one person, and they would pick up the train. Well, nobody ever did anything to them.
Yeah.
You were safe.
Do you ever take that way?
Oh, yeah. Not lately.
Yeah.
But I did in my earlier years back down there. You take it away. In the last 10 or 20 years, you know, it's been, was your break, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I recognize you, of course.
Okay.
You wouldn't pick up a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, really. The thing has come to that.
Well,
there's a lot of good people out there that need rides. And stuff, yeah.
Do you think there's a lot more better? There are a lot more people that were not worth it. Maybe a lot like a crime or.
Oh, one hardly any crime. And in my early years, until this jail was built, where the police station is now, I mean, over through the hall, we had to, down at the big spring where our water system is, comes from, we had a cow boot for 2 fellas. And as a child, I used to get a log or a rock or something and go and prop it up over the little window and reach up and peek in and see who was in jail. And most of the time, you wish you hadn't, because he'd say, "I'm so and so, go tell my wife I'm in jail or something," you know, and then you'd have to go, you know, till in here walking to try to report it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it didn't pay to peek in and see who was in jail. But it's built right down at the big spring, right below. Right here, just right off there.
Mm-hmm.
About a block, maybe down there.
So people are a lot nicer.
Oh, yeah, people were, you know, just no compassion. I worry about your generation and my granddaughters, people like that, my grandson. I worry about the future generation.
Did people leave their house unlocked?
Oh, yeah. Nobody had a key.
Oh.
No one. No one had a house key. No one bothered. Now, I don't know whether it was that way in Birmingham or in the city of Atlanta. I've
been around here.
I, of course, never lived there, and I don't know. But I understand it was pretty much that way.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be like it would be out in a rural small town.
Right.
Sure. Anyway, it's growing up with a lot of fun in Jackson. It was a bite-sized town, it was a college town.
How many students were up here?
Well, when, of course, during World War II, it got down to 300 or 400.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I imagine it had 600, 700, 800 something.
Right.
Everybody's It was the last time.
Well, I think that's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.